Here's a halakha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pe Aleph. Halakha here that says Nuagim Nechasot Asakin Bishat Berkat HaMazon. That is the custom to cover the knives at the time that we make Berkat HaMazon. Two reasons were given, the Mishnah Berurah says. One reason is given is because the knife shortens a person's life, God forbid, and the table is like a mizbeah, that's ma'arich. It lengthens a person's life, so we shouldn't have the shortener at the time they make Berkat HaMazon on the table which is lengthening. Another reason is, it says from Rabbeinu Simcha, that there was a man that once was saying the Berkat HaMazon and he got so upset when he said Bonei Yerushalayim that he took the knife and he lanced it in his stomach. And therefore, they don't want that to happen, so they say to cover it. If that's the case, the Maran writes then that they do have a custom not to take it off on Shabbat and Yom Tov, and different reasons have been given. Some say that on Shabbat, we're not going to mention the Hurban, so according to the second reason, they won't have a problem. Some say that Shabbat is Bitukadin, so we're not worried about that the knife is a Mekatzer. Some say the knife is Mekatzer at the time of the building of the Mizbeah. You're not supposed to build the Mizbeah with metal. We don't build the Mizbeah on Shabbat. Different reasons were given. The Ma'aseh, the Ben Ish Chai, brings down in Parashat Chukat, Al HaKavav, that not only from the Arizal should you cover the knives, but you should actually remove them off the table. And he says that it should apply all the time. And that is the custom. So again, one should be makpid to remove the knives off the table. Some have a custom to remove all metal off the table, but at least the knives, for sure, one should move them off the table at the time of Berkat HaMazon.